From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred, Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power, a triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We often hear in many cases that we're going to send this off to the lab, the FBI or the state version of it in Colorado. It's called the CBI. We're going to send it off to the lab for testing. And that's going to give us an impartial analysis of what we are looking at. And then you can take that information and then apply it to the case in question for however you need to do that. It doesn't work really well when the data analysis at the testing lab is just burned out and decides to not do their job and tampers with the evidence and affects more than 650 cases. Yeah. But the review of
her
work.
You ever been burned out?
Yes. But I'm not doing a job that's going to affect the freedom or the well-being of other human beings when I'm burned out.
Interesting little personal story, because in our last segment, we talked about how I have guns and an axe in my bedroom. I sound very unstable.
Listen to the last episode about rust, and you'll get for context, please.
Yeah, I'm not as unstable as I sound. I'm kind of like Sheldon Cooper. My mother had me tested. I was a veterinary technician for 8 years, and during, I think, 2022, I got burned out to the point where it was like you'd cringe when your alarm would go off. You'd, you know, just feel tightness in your chest as you're going into work. It was really stressful at vet clinics during the pandemic. It was very stressful in a lot of places, but especially there. You know, I'm not discounting hospitals where humans were. That's obviously a whole different story. But vet clinics were overrun because people were adopting animals during the pandemic. It was horrible there. And I felt burned out, like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I sat down and I had kind of a discussion with family and said, I'm going to have to leave. I can't do this. That's what you do when you're burned out. You seek counseling, do some self-care. You look for alternatives to, you know, be able to do your job. Can you do it differently? Talk to your human resources department, talk to your manager, you know, try to work through it. You don't just go, fuck it, I'm not going to do my job and subject 650 cases to possible jail sentences.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ouch.
That's not how you handle burnout. When I was burned out doing radio, I still had like 2 years on my contract and I was already running my own business and I was just done with that was this is weather next. And I went to my bosses and I said, hey, I know I still got 2 years on this contract, I don't feel like I'm going to be giving you the quality you want for this radio station. And I'm just not happy. I mean, I like you guys, but I'm just kind of done. I've reached my point of this where I feel like I'm over radio. I got my own business going. I would just like to go do that. And I don't want to pull you guys down just because I don't have the energy to do it. And they listen. They're like, okay, we respect that. Could you just stick around until we find a replacement? And then you can be done. Cool. Let's do that.
See?
Yep. Yep. They eventually found a replacement who sounded worse than me on a bad day. But
duh.
I'm like, okay. Actually, that was, I should say this. It was not the initial replacement. They moved him to another thing. They were a guy who like kind of permanently replaced me. Yeah, he was like worse, way worse than me on a bad day. Let's go back to this story. Yvonne Missy Woods, a former DNA analyst at the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, CBI, as we will call it going forward, admitted to tampering with data in hundreds of criminal cases to avoid taking additional steps in her analysis, like you need to do. According to a 2-hour interview obtained by Nine News Investigates, the interview sheds light on the actions of Woods, who was once a celebrated figure in DNA testing. In late 2023, an intern discovered discrepancies in Woods' work during a research project, leading to a deeper investigation. As a result, Woods, a veteran of 29 years at CBI, retired in lieu of termination. This interview marks the first time Woods has publicly explained her actions, which had far-reaching consequences for families across Colorado. CBI Assistant Director Kellan Hassenstab led the interview, aiming to uncover the extent of the problem. We're really trying to determine how bad this problem is for us and what this may impact your whole judicial system, sir. Woods often responded with, "I don't remember," to many of the questions posed. When pressed about the gravity of her actions, Hassenstab remarked, "You literally can be the person whose work brings down CBI forensic services, and I'm not even exaggerating that. And you've done a lot of good stuff, but the data indicates you've also done a lot of bad stuff too, and we don't have a time machine." The investigation has revealed that Woods' actions impacted more than 650 cases, with a thorough review of her work from 94 to 2008 still ongoing. The CBI report indicates that Wood cut corners and deviated from standard testing protocols, raising serious concerns about the reliability of DNA testing. She tampered with evidence by altering or omitting test results from case files. When asked why she manipulated the data, Woods candidly replied, "I think I'm burned out." She confessed to deleting data to avoid additional analytical steps and admitted that she concealed her activities from the technical review process. The implications were not even a thought. And I think that for that stuff, it was like, click done, move on, click done, move on, Woods explained. "I don't know any of these people. I don't have any reason to pick this one and not the next one that I took forward all the way through whatever." She speaks real eloquently. Hassenstab inquired if she felt remorse for her actions. Woods responded, "I don't even think about it. I don't even think about it until 5 weeks ago." Her acknowledgement came after abnormalities in her work were reported. Currently, Woods is under criminal investigation to determine if she violated any laws. I'm going to guess the answer to that.
Yeah.
She stated that she accepted some responsibility because of the thought of going down as a completely rogue analyst as opposed to bucking up and owning her actions. Hey. Woods attorney Ryan Brackley has emphasized that Woods has never created or falsely reported a DNA match. The internal review supports this, and it did not find evidence of Woods falsifying DNA matches or fabricating DNA profiles. The primary concern for investigators is the potential wrongful imprisonment of individuals due to Woods' actions. When asked if this was a valid concern, Woods firmly responded, "Absolutely not."
Okay. Wow. This sounds like a narcissist.
A malignant narcissist.
Yes.
Yes, and probably is.
You know, it's one thing, and I don't want to demean anybody who maybe works in food service or retail. You and I have both done this, but it's one thing to go, screw it. You know, I'm going to short them on some fries, or I'm not going to put as many pickles on their sub. you know, okay, so you're shorting the customer. That's not cool, but their life goes on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the implications of not doing your job correctly. The stakes are too high.
In something like this, yeah. If you're cutting corners, again, saying that she didn't falsify, but she didn't do these completely. So there was data missing that could exonerate somebody, or on the other end of things, could convict somebody as well. So you could have people out there that otherwise should have been convicted on evidence, or you have people who are convicted on evidence that shouldn't be, simply because she didn't feel like it. She was burned out. And that's
well, and this is a company that's representing itself as doing a thorough job.
Yeah.
She's representing the company. She is a representative who's supposed to be doing the job from start to finish, and she's not doing it. So they're out there with their reputation now absolutely hacked to pieces. How do you recover from that?
You get a better checks and balances in place, so it's not some research student that catches you in 2023.
Don't they do audits? You know, we apparently just pulled up one case and took a look to make sure you're doing everything you're supposed to do.
That's probably why she knew she could get away with it, because there was no checks and balances. And there was the leadership just thought, well, she's doing good. She did that. It's great. Doing forever. We don't need to check that. No, things can go wrong even after years of experience in something. Fuck, Alec Baldwin, you know, he handled many, many, many guns. And then this one went off and killed somebody. It doesn't matter how many reps you got in on things. You can't assume that you will be perfect, that this person will be perfect on everything if you're just watching from the sideline. You have to check these things. That's why you have audits. That's why you go in, especially something like this.
Yeah.
And there was
Think about that the next time you're, you know, doing work and going, I'll just do it half-assed.
Yeah. Or the next time the FBI has to go and analyze your DNA because you might have committed a crime. Just go, I wonder who's working back there today. Is that the one? Is that the one that's going to take a little extra time and go get that sub sandwich with the fewer extra pickles or fewer pickles? Or is that the one that's going to sit there and actually do their job? I don't know.
Think about that the next time you go get a sub, too.
Yeah, exactly. And think about the DNA that's in that sub.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.